Bulldogs now on the field as Dewey, also bringing their flag there. It says Dewey Bulldoggers there, and we're set for high school football Thursday night style. Glad you joined us here on the radio or online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and, of course, on the radio, 104.9 FM, HDKRIG.
One of the few freshmen that play much for the Bulldogs, Pearson Bash, will tee it up. He will do the kicking duties, kicking from left to right on your radio dial, and the Dewey Bulldoggers receiving team have yet to take the field, but I'm sure we'll see Hunter Brewer probably along with either Kobe Morgan or Cole Hawkins back deep to receive. And looks like there goes Kobe Morgan as promised. And back with him is going to be Colby Williams. So as we get underway, I'd like to turn the microphone over to my partner and a man who once asked Jennifer Aniston to be his prom date, the voice of Dewey Bulldogger football, Adam Hooper.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. And yeah, I did ask her, and she said no.
She said she just wanted to be friends.
Yeah, just wanted to be friends. That's all she wanted to be. All right, here goes the kickoff by Pearson Bash, and it's a high kick. And Morgan is got. Oh, he loses the ball, but picks it up at the 10. Runs to his left and down immediately at the 14-yard line. So that is where the Doggers will start from their own 14-yard line. First and 10 underway here. Here at Lincoln Christian, just a wonderful facility here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, home of Lincoln Christian Bulldogs.
Nice crowd here, and the Dewey faithful have traveled well tonight. Nice to see them. It looks like the Doggers are going to start first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
So the first and 10 handoff, this time is Hunter Brewer, and he won't go anywhere. He's going to lose some yardage, and it looks like this time, I think it was Brandon Phelps who had the ball carrier there.
Yeah, I believe you're
and
right.
It was. Adam, so Brandon he Phelps. Loses a couple of yards.
Not the way you want to start.
So it'll be second down and 13 from the 12-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. There's a snap. Timmons now throws to his left and incomplete. And the intended receiver that time was Kobe Morgan. Now you're looking at third and long.
Yeah, Landon Brown had the coverage on him. Just a little out pattern at about the 20-yard line, and he was well covered. Nothing doing there for Blake Timmons. And unfortunately for the Doggers, they're going to face third and long.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Two wide receivers to the left. Timmons now rolls to his left, now throws, and the pass is almost intercepted there by one of the defenders that time. And it's now going to be about fourth and 14. It looks like the Alec Davidson there had his ball in his hands and dropped it. So it's a three and out for Dewey.
And Adam, I'm not sure where he was trying to go. He had Colby Williams and Brandon Phelps both over here on the near sideline and just kind of put the ball between them.
Look like Hunter Brewer off the field right now, kind of limping there a little bit as he goes to the sidelines. We'll have to keep an eye on that. He has been nursing a knee problem as of late. Morgan back to punt, a high snap, and gets off a nice kick that was almost blocked. It's caught at the 45, to the 40, to the 35, breaks one tackle to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Lincoln Christian. And there on the return, I believe it was Alec Davidson on a 45-yard punt return for a touchdown. And Lincoln Christian on the board first, leading 6-0.
Well, we thought what a great idea it would be to have the ball and maybe flip some field position, and none of that worked. Swinging gate to the left on the extra point try for the Bulldogs.
They're going to try to go for two, and there it is. They'll hand it off to Davidson. He'll punch it in there for the two-point conversion. So timeout on the field, 11:06 to go in the first quarter. It's Lincoln Christian on top early, 8-0. Back after this 30-second break. And you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. And Lincoln Christian on top early, 8-0. Just about 54 seconds gone in this first quarter. 8-0 Lincoln Christian. And a scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore, Any Camp Funeral Home, and Cremation Services.
It's not going to kind of a surprise how short of a time it took them to get on the board. We saw Locust Grove and how quickly they could score, and that was right out of the hat.
Here's the kick here by Pearson Bash, and Caston Fry is going to let that go out of bounds. That's a smart move there by Caston Fry. So that'll put the ball to the 35-yard line in Doggers territory. They'll need all the yardage they can get.
Well, this will give them a good field position and get them out of the shadow of their own goalposts. Kobe Morgan, I think, just surprised at the height of that first kickoff and didn't catch it with his hands, decided to catch it with his shoulder pad. It popped straight up. By the time he found it, he was put upon by the defender. So a little bit better field position out to the 35-yard line.
Three wide receivers, two on the left, one on the right for Dewey. A shotgun formation for Brandon Timmons. Excuse me. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer, and he's not going anywhere. He is met up by a wall of Bulldog players, and that's going to be a loss of two. And it'll be second and 12. Look like the Josh Ottobo there to make the stop.
And I don't think that was Hunter Brewer. I think it looks like 15 is in the game for us.
Second down now. Handoff this time is a tailback. And he's going to spin around and get nowhere down to the 32-yard line. That is Brandon Tidwell.
Yes, sir.
So, I saw Hunter Brewer kind of gimping off the field on the last possession, and I think that knee is somewhat bothering him some. Loss of one on the play makes it third and 12 from the 33-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right. Timmons now throws to his right, and the pass is incomplete. Kobe Morgan was the intended receiver, but he was well defended there. Looked like that Alec Davidson there is the one that snatched that ball off.
And kudos to Davidson. He face guarded all the way, but as he saw the receiver's hands go up, he was able to get his head around and kept his body against Morgan where he could not make a play on the ball. Excellent pass coverage, and we're back in punt formation again.
It was Brady Williams there who batted that ball away. Morgan back to punt here for the second time. A high, good snap. Gets off a nice punt. And be a fair catch called by Alec Davidson, and that's where Lincoln Christian will start for the first time in their own territory with 10:06 to go in the first quarter. They'll spot the ball at the 36-yard line. They're going to go very quickly here. Yeah, and again, the starting quarterback is Micah Wilson.
They're the fast break version of football.
Three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation. Davidson now goes back to pass. He'll throw to his left as a man open caught at the 30, 25, 20. Breaks the tackle to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lincoln Christian.
That's Davidson, their leading receiver on the team.
Alec Davidson on a 64-yard touchdown pass from Micah Wilson, and Lincoln Christian up top early, 14-0. Telling you right now, you can't give up those big plays, and that's what Dewey did.
No pressure on the quarterback. He just took two steps and slung it, and wide open for the
touchdown.
Now
the snap, they'll go for two, and they're going to run it all the way. That's Michael Wilson on the two-point conversion run. Timeout on the field, 9:56 to go in the first quarter. It's Lincoln Christian 16. And Dewey nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. The Harlem Shake. One play, 64 yards, and Lincoln Christian increases their lead to 16-0 on an Alec Davidson 64-yard touchdown pass from Micah Wilson. Wilson's two-point conversion run was good. And it's 16-0 Bulldogs on top of the Doggers.
And Adam, it was nothing fancy. It was just a fly pattern straight down the field. He outran the corner and caught the ball and shook a tackle in for 6 points.
Here's a kick here by Pearson Bash. Ball goes in the end zone for a touchdown. And Caston Fry will let that go. And Dewey will have the ball for the third time from their own 20-yard line. And 9:56 to go in the first quarter. Lincoln Christian on top, 16-0. Scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
And you know, you take away Hunter Brewer and Jonathan Blackman, and that's two of the finest athletes that Dewey has. Now they're sidelined, and that puts them in a bigger hole.
You're going to hand it by actually play action to Timmons. Pass is caught at the 20, down immediately at the 23-yard line. Looked like Kobe Morgan. Well, he took a shot there.
That's the good news.
And a good pass, though, there by Brandon Timmons. It looks like that.
Just going to say the good news, Blake Timmons completes his first pass and maybe gets the jitters out.
Second down, and this time Timmons gets it, and he's down. I mean, the ball comes loose, and I think that Lincoln Christian has it.
You're right.
So that was second in.
Second and seven, and then, yes.
And Reed Martin there on the turnover. Well, that's something that Dewey didn't need. Another is a turnover right there, and that gives Lincoln Christian the ball deep in Dewey's territory from the 23-yard line, first and 10. Michael Wilson in a shotgun formation, man in motion, now goes to his right. Two wide receivers to the right. Hand off, this time their tailback has a big hold to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Lincoln Christian. Reed Martin, 23 yards long, took one play, and Lincoln Christian increases their lead 22-0. Wow.
Wow.
That's all I can say.
That's all I got. When's the last time you saw back-to-back drives in one play?
Not since the Locust Grove game last year. They're going to go for two again. Michael Wilson. Lone setback. Wilson, now he rolls to his right. And pass, broken up there. Good job by the Dewey defender. Looked like Brandon Phelps is the one that broke that pass away. So the two-point conversion fails, tied out on the field. 9:17 to go in the first quarter. It's Lincoln Christian 22 and Dewey nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, it only took one play this time. Reed Martin on a 23-yard run. Nobody was even near him. And the two-point conversion failed. 22-0 Lincoln Christian. Pearson Bash will kick things off here for Lincoln Christian. Line drive kick. And bobble by Caston Fry, but it goes out of bounds.
And that's
I think that's where they're going to start it, at the 5. Wow.
I think the wheels have come off, Adam.
Well, that's something you don't need to do right now. Well, let's see what Blake Timmons and that Dewey offense can do here. This is the fourth time they've had the ball. The first time went 3 and out.
Let's spot that about the 6-yard line, it looks like.
First and 10 from Dewey's 6-yard line. Man in motion, a receiver on each end. Handoff this time is going to be, looks like
15, Tidwell, maybe.
Brandon Tidwell there. And we got a flag on the play. See what that flag's all about. Hunter Brewer has not been in since the opening possession. He kind of hobbled off the field there. Looks like his leg was bothering him, but we'll see about the flag. Nice crowd here tonight for a Thursday night edition.
They're going to mark it off against the Bulldogs, Adam.
Well, it's a 5-yard penalty, looks like.
I never got the signal.
Well, it's
face mask.
Face mask against Lincoln Christian. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. They'll make it first down and 7. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. A snap. Timmons' pass is broken off in the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, somebody got a call on that one.
Yeah, it's Caleb Starr is the one that batted that ball away, and it'll be 2nd and 7.
Will, if you're the Doggers, what do you try to come up with here?
Well, I don't know at this point. A snap. Timmons goes back to pass. Caught at the 15 and down to the 17-yard line, enough for a Dogger first down, and it's Brandon Tidwell there on the reception. Have not called his name very much this year. He's a 5'9", a junior. And again, a good first down there for the Doggers. They'll spot it at the 19-yard line. About a 12-yard gain there. There's the snap. Tidwell gets the handoff, and boy, he's met up there by a couple of Bulldog players, and he may have lost a yard there to the 17-yard line. Looked like Seth Keith there, the first to get him.
Yeah, the running game's going absolutely nowhere. Tidwell's got a negative 5 yards on the first four carries, and that's not a good way to start out a ball game, getting behind the sticks quickly.
Second and 11. Play action, Tidwell goes back to pass. Now he rolls to his right. Now he'll throw, and the pass is incomplete. Kasten Fry was the intended receiver. A flag on the play at the 36-yard line.
I think the preliminary motion he said is against Lincoln Christian.
No, actually, it could be an ineligible receiver against Dewey. Well, that's a nice effort, though, by Blake Timmons to get away from a couple of Bulldog players. So it looked like a lineman kind of went. Oh, yeah, and then we got a offsetting penalties.
Okay.
It was pass interference also against Lincoln Christian, so it's offsetting. They'll replay the down. Second and 11, again at the 18-yard line. Tibbins in a shotgun formation. Tidwell, the lone setback, play action. Tidwell now throws to his right. Can't find anybody. Well covered there on Kasten Fry, and it'll be third and 11 from the 18-yard line.
Had Fry in a single man to the right there just trying to get one-on-one coverage, and he was well covered in that play. Had little chance because Blake couldn't get his feet set because of the heavy rush put on.
8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 22-0, Lincoln Christian on top. There's a snap. Timmons throws his left, pass caught by
Kobe Morgan.
Kobe Morgan down at the 25-yard line. That's way short of the first down, but a good job to throwing that ball away. It was Blake Timmons. Again, he was running for his life. And now you're looking at 4th and 3 from the 25-yard line. Looks like Dewey's going to go for it here. Well, why not? You got nothing to lose. You're down 22-0.
Exactly.
Now he's, no, play at, he's going to pooch kick this one. It's not a good kick at all.
Good roll.
But he gets a good roll and going to be down at the 49-yard line in Dewey's territory. So Lincoln Christian has pretty good field position from Dewey's 49-yard line with 7:17 to go in the first quarter, and it's 22-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
They're ready Wilson, to go.
Wilson in a shotgun formation, four wide receivers to the right, the snap. Pass caught by Davison to the 45, to the 40, breaks the tackle to the 35, and down at the 30-yard line, Brandon Phelps there on the stop. So again, another first down for Lincoln Christian, a 19-yard gain.
Well, I think that's the first tackle we've made tonight.
Shotgun formation for Micah Wilson, two wide receivers to the left. And a snap, handoff, actually play action, pass caught at the 25 to the 20, trips up to the 18-yard line.
And there's nothing fancy about Davidson. He gets his hands on the ball. He just gives stiff arms, and he pushes people off of him, and he just picks up first downs. All he does is catch the ball and go. Sounds simple, but does it very well.
First and 10 from the 19-yard line, 11-yard gain. Alec Davidson there on the reception. Play action again. Wilson rolls to his left. Has a man open. Caught in the end zone. Touchdown to Lincoln Christian.
That's Davidson again. His second touchdown catch of the evening.
And just like that, Lincoln Christian increases their lead now to 28-0. On a 19-yard pass from Micah Wilson. And looks like I think Lincoln Christian's going to go for the traditional extra point.
kind of like Mason Fine and Pirtle. They just have that connection and find each other on the field. A couple of outstanding athletes.
Pearson Bash to attempt the extra point. Snap, hold the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 6:33 to go in the first quarter. It's Lincoln Christian 29 and Dewey nothing. Back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. That took three plays, 49 yards for Lincoln Christian to increase their lead to 29-0. Alec Davison, his third touchdown of the night, second touchdown reception of the evening on a 19-yard pass from Micah Wilson, and a point after good, 29-0.
And you got to hand it to this Lincoln Christian bunch. I mean, they look like they're just—they look like they're in practice. They're just going through the motions. The routes are there. The pass is on time. The pass protection is awesome. I mean, they're just a well-oiled machine.
Here's Bash's kickoff. Kasten Fry has it at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30. Breaks left tackle to the 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. 15, 10, 5, down at the one-yard line.
Are you kidding me?
Kasten Fry almost went to the end zone. He caught that at the 10-yard line. I believe that's about an 89-yard kickoff return.
I tell you what, he showed excellent aggressiveness. We got his hands on the ball, just shot it right up the middle.
So Dewey will have it first and goal from the one-yard line. Let's put it in there, boys.
Just ran out of gas at about the 5, and they were able to catch him. But
I couldn't tell who caught him, did you?
I did not. I thought maybe it was number one, Austin Lindsay, but I couldn't be for sure on
Here's
that.
The shotgun formation. Handoff to Brandon Phillips. Breaks one tackle, can't get away. He's stopped at the 2.
Well, I think Timmons had kept that on the read option that time. He could have walked in.
And there on the tackle is going to be, looks like, Levi Dundick. So it'll be second and goal from the 2-yard line. Timmons on a shotgun formation. Looks like that Brandon Tidwell and Brandon Phelps, the lone setbacks. And I've got an official stoppage of play here.
That's going to be Cole Hawkins going to the sideline instead of Tidwell. And that's going to bring in Drake Scholl, 5'9", 165-pound sophomore. You're seeing his first action of the evening.
So it's going to be second and goal now from the 2-yard line. Timmons, play action. Timmons pass way underthrown. Well, he was trying to go to Scholl in the end zone, but Timmons was well covered there, being chased away by a couple of players, including Reed Martin. Now you're looking at third and goal from the 2.
Yeah, a little jump pass and just trying to get it over Martin and just couldn't do it, put it at the feet of Scholl.
Third and goal now from the 2. Timmons now waiting instructions from the coaching staff there on the sideline. The snap, handoff, actually play action, and the pass is caught by Kobe Morgan, but just short of the goal line at the 1-yard line. And again, Timmons was running for his life there. A gain of 1 on the play. Now makes it 4th and goal. And Timmons looks like he's shaking up there a little bit.
I think we're going to see it.
I think we're going to see a timeout called by Dewey.
You're right.
So timeout Dewey with 5:18 to go in the opening quarter. 29-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, making the broadcast possible: Arvest Bank, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Tri-County Technology Center, Phillips 66, Waters Heating and Air Conditioning, Bartlesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and Tulsa Bone, a joint of Bartlesville.
And next week, Adam, we're back on the air on Friday night. We'll be in the friendly confines of Ironman Memorial Stadium as they host the Trojans of Caney Valley in a District 2A 7 matchup. Kind of made for a short week coming up on Thursday night, didn't it?
I know.
It's on me before I knew it. Well, you'd certainly like to see the Doggers get the ball in the end zone here on fourth and goal. You have to give it to the Bulldogs. They don't want to give up that zero. They take great pride in their defense, and the last thing they want to do is let Dewey get into the end zone here.
Looks like they'll keep Blake Timmons out there. He was kind of shaken up a little bit after, again, running for his life here.
Well, the offensive line have been a problem all year long. They seem to have gotten better, but tonight not having a lot of luck against this quality.
Here's Timmons underneath there. And the ball comes loose. Actually, Timmons picks it up, and he's down at the 7-yard line. Boy, that didn't even work at all.
I just kind of tried to sneak it in and drop the ball. Of course.
I'm trying to see who made the tackle there. It's kind of hard to read some of these jerseys for Lincoln Christian. Actually, it was Levi Dunovic there on the tackle. Boy, Dewey had an opportunity to score, but it could not cash it in on that 89-yard kickoff return by Caston Fry. So Lincoln Christian has it from their own 7-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Micah Wilson, play action. Micah now throws long. Has a man open. That's Alec Davidson, incomplete. He had Davidson wide open and had two defenders for Dewey beat on that play.
Yeah, Cole Hawkins trying to keep up, but Davidson just got blazing speed out here on this wide receiver position. And ball a little thrown a little wide for him. Couldn't quite run to it. Now Scholl in the game playing one of the corners for the Doggers.
Second and 10 from the 7-yard line. And Lincoln Christian. Dunovic now in motion. The snap. Play action again. Wilson, actually, he'll hand it off to Reed Martin. And run in the middle to the 10-yard line. And a couple of Dogger players there on the tackle. Look like that, like Blake Scholl or Drake Scholl there on the tackle. Now you're looking at 3rd and 6.
Lincoln Christian facing their first third down of the evening.
From the 10-yard line. Actually, from the 11 to be exact. Looks like it's a little confusion right now for Lincoln Christian as Alec Davidson now back on the field. He lines up the wide to the right. 5 wide receivers. Davidson, he'll spin around and breaks one tackle, breaks another one. He's down at the 9-yard line. Jacob Shambles there on the tackle. Good job there by Jacob to sack Micah Wilson. And now you're going to force Lincoln Christian to punt the ball away.
And you can bet Jacob Shambles is in a minority of football players in Oklahoma who say they have sacked Micah Wilson.
Back to punt looks like Micah Wilson. The snap, and we're going to official stoppage of play. There's a flag on the play. Looked like false start against Lincoln Christian.
Illegal procedure. Illegal substitution. He looked like he brought his hand up against his shoulder there. Here it comes, Adam.
Yeah, illegal substitution against Lincoln Christian.
And that'll be about, what, half the distance?
Yeah, it'll spot at the 5. So here's Micah Davidson back to Wilson back to punt. Gets off a nice kick over the kick of Caston Fry, but Fry's going to let that ball go, and it'll go out of bounds at the 45-yard line. 3:34 to go in the opening quarter. 29-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and NeCamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Dewey has excellent field position at their own 45. Let's see if they can take advantage. Put a few plays back-to-back, stay ahead of the sticks, and pick up a couple of first downs. Maybe get it into the end zone here.
Drake Scholl, the lone setback, along with Brandon Timmons. Timmons throws to his right, overthrows. Caston Fry went over his head, and it's 2nd and 10.
And Caston maybe got a hand on that, but it's still a tough catch, but maybe should have had that one. Been close to a first down. I'll tell you what, the Bulldogs just keep coming at you in waves, don't they?
Yeah, they do. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 on the right. Timmons, a handoff to Drake Scholl. He'll go to the middle to the 48-yard line. Still well short of the first down. They'll spot it at the 49. So it'll be 3rd and about 7 from the 49-yard line. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Blake now goes to pass. Now throws to his left, doesn't have anybody open.
Intended for Kobe Morgan, but he was covered over here. And pass kind of wound up looking like a dying quail.
Yeah, kind of died up in the air. Surprisingly, it didn't get picked off.
A little bit of a north wind, this east to west field, and it just kind of hung up there and just kind of laid up there on the shelf for a little bit.
Fourth and seven. Let's see if Dewey's going to go for it or punt this away. A snap. Actually, they're going to go for it. And Brandon Phelps, comes loose. And it's going to be recovered by Lincoln Christian. Seth Keith there on the fumble recovery. Second turnover there for the Doggers. So Lincoln Christian will have the ball back. First and 10 from the 49-yard line. 2:57 to go to the first quarter, 29-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Micah Wilson in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers, two on the left. Play action, Wilson pass caught at the 45 to the 40, 35, push out of bounds to the 32. Jacob White, his first reception of the evening.
Picked up a quick 14 and a first down.
First and 10 now. This time they'll spot it officially at the 35.
No surprise, but Wilson well over 100 yards passing already here in the first quarter.
They had about 1,600 coming in tonight. Wilson, now back to pass. It's caught by Davidson at the 22-yard line. And that's another first down for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, in fact, his next completion, he'll be over 150 yards passing probably.
From the 27-yard line, actually, no, the 23, excuse me, first and 10, handoff is to Brady Williams. He'll run to the right, to the 15, to the 10, 5, breaks one tackle. He'll spin it in for a touchdown. Oh, how about that by Brady Williams? Poor tackling there by Dewey, and he spins around on the last tackler and says, hey, I'm in the end zone. That's Williams' first touchdown run of the evening. Increases the lead 35-0 for Lincoln Christian.
Well, they start out in the swinging gate. Looks like they're going for a two-point conversion. Back to the
Pearson Bash will attempt the extra point. There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it's good. Timeout on the field, 2:27 to go in the first quarter, and your score, Lincoln Christian, 36 and Dewey nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, Lincoln Christian, after a Dewey turnover, three plays, 49 yards, Brady Williams, a 21-yard run, and it's 36-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Looks like the wind has really picked up here from the north.
Yeah, I think that's why that ball just kind of hung there that Blake threw last time. He threw it kind of diagonally across the field, almost into the wind, and it just stayed up there.
Bash now for the kick, this time a wobbly kick. And goes over Kobe Morgan. He off to pick it up. He does at the 5. Runs to the right to the 10. And that's where he's stuffed at the 10-yard line. So Dewey will have it deep in their own territory. First and 10 from their own 10-yard line. With 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. 36-0 favor of the Bulldogs.
Be fun to watch Lincoln Christian against Locust Grove, wouldn't it?
Oh, I would love that matchup right now. Blake Timmons back at quarterback, first and 10. He'll throw to his right. Pass almost intercepted there at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Blake was hit pretty good in the chest about the time he let go of the ball, and that changed the trajectory and almost caused it to be intercepted.
He looked like that Jacob White there almost picked it off.
Yeah, I couldn't see who that looked like. Maybe
yeah, it was Jacob Josh White.
Adebo got to him there in the backfield.
And the snap. Timmons going back to pass. There runs, and he's sacked at the 8. Good job defensively up front. Looks like that Levi Donovic there on the tackle. Now you're looking at a loss of 3rd and 13 from the 7. And shotgun formation, Timmons goes back to pass, and incomplete. Brandon Phelps had it on the top of his hand. That was lucky enough that one picked off.
Yeah, kind of threw a fastball on that one. It ricocheted off Brandon pretty good. Like you said, lucky that somebody didn't grab that now there and walk in with it.
Now it's 4th and 13 from the 7, and Lincoln Christian forces Dewey to punt the ball away. When nothing goes right, nothing goes right.
Now then, Davidson, this 6'1 senior, 175 pounder, he can really fly in open field. He's fun to watch.
The snap. That was almost blocked. He gets it off there, and it's fair caught at the 30-yard line by Alec Davidson. So, Lincoln Christian, another chance for them. They have scored in every possession except once. And they have it deep in Dogger's territory from the 30-yard line. 1:47 to go in the first quarter. It's 36-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Micah Wilson now in the shotgun formation. Hand off this time to Brady Williams. Rolls to his left to the 25. Spins around down at the 23-yard line. That's close to a Bulldog first down. Look like Caston Fry there on the tackle along with Drake Scholl. So it's a gain of 9, makes it 2nd down and 1 from the 21-yard line.
They make it look easy, don't they, Adam?
Yeah, it does. Wilson in a shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers. Play action. Wilson now looks to his right. Has a man open, caught. 10-5, touchdown, Lincoln Christian. Alec Davidson again. His 3rd touchdown reception of the night. And you're right, it's like a video game down here. And it's 42-0 favor of Lincoln Christian.
Mercy.
And they're going to go to the traditional extra point now by Pearson Bash. Now the snap, the hold, the kick on his way, and it's good. Timeout on the field, 1:06 to go in the first quarter. It's Lincoln Christian 43 and Dewey nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, 2 plays, 30 yards on that drive for Lincoln Christian. And Alec Davidson is 3rd touchdown reception of the night from Micah Wilson. This time was 21 yards out, and it's 43-0 favor of Lincoln Christian.
Yeah, Wilson 7 of 8 for 169 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not a bad full game, and he's done it in the first 11 minutes of the game.
Here's Pearson Bash now to kick things off from his own 40. Line drive kick. And caught by Caston Fry at the 15 to the 20 and down at the 22-yard line. He had an 89-yard kickoff return just shy, 1 yard shy of the touchdown. Looks like we got a Dogger player down.
And we're already undermanned. It's difficult to lose anybody else at this point.
Well, that was John Langman that was slow to get up. Now he limps off the field.
Yeah, good to see him get up and go off under his own power.
They're going to spot the ball at the 23-yard line. And got official stoppage of play here. Boy, the wind
blew
is...
the ball off the field. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, that wind has really picked up here out of the east-northeast. They're expecting a cold front moving in here tonight. A chance, some showers, but
It may be here.
It's probably already here. Well, what can you say on a 43-0 shutout here? We're just, late in the first quarter, and nothing has gone right for the Doggers here this evening.
Well, it's a difficult sell to 16, 17, 18-year-old boys that, hey, guys, you've got a chance to go down to Tulsa and beat the number three team in the state on their own field. That's a pretty tough sell, especially when you're banged up. Some of your key players are injured. You just hope to get through the game without any more injuries and live to fight next week.
Here's Blake Timmons on a shotgun formation. Phelps in motion. Handoff is to Drake Scholl. He's down immediately at the 15-yard line. Boy, he got manhandled there on a one-on-one coverage.
Yeah, he did.
I couldn't tell who made the tackle there. That was, let's see who that was, Caleb Starr. And a loss of 5 makes it 2nd and 15 from the 18-yard line. Clock rolling with 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 43-0, Lincoln Christian on top. That's a correct score, fans. Drake Scholl, the lone setback. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Scholl gets a handoff. And now actually a play action and throws to
Kobe Morgan.
And Morgan catches it at the 22-yard line, goes out of bounds.
That's Kobe's 4th reception on the evening.
That's going to be just only like a 3-yard gain. That will be the final play of the first quarter. Thank goodness we're after one period of play. Your score, Lincoln Christian 43 and doing nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Out of the timeout, Blake Timmons finds Drake Scholl on a screen pass, and he's down at the 25-yard line.
Nice pickup. So, he's going to be well short of the first down.
That was a 3rd down and 10 at that point of the 20, and now it's going to be short of the first down. They'll make it 4th and about 7 on the play from the 25-yard line. But it's going to be 3 and out again for Dewey, and here's Kobe Morgan back to punt. The snap, kick, nice kick there by Morgan. And the ball's going to get a nice bounce there for the Doggers. And it's going to roll at the 19-yard line. So a great punt there by Kobe Morgan. Probably his best he's had all year. Well, Lincoln Christian will have it deep in their own territory, the 19-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 19, 11:05 to go to halftime, 43-0 favor of Lincoln Christian.
If you're a defensive coordinator, you don't say this, but if you're a fan of high school football, the Bulldogs are fun to watch. They have a wide-open offense. They like to throw the ball. They've got some fantastic athletes. Here comes a jet sweep.
There's a jet sweep there. It's right to the left, to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Breaks one tackle to the 45, 40, 35, 30, and tripped up at the 28-yard line. Jacob White there on the run, but I think – was it Kobe Morgan there to had a saving tackle touchdown play there?
54 yards.
Wow.
And that was White, correct?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Jacob White.
He can fly.
27-yard line in Dewey's territory, 1st and 10. Shotgun formation for Michael Wilson. 3 wide receivers to the right. Now a man in motion. Handoff this time is Reed Martin. Martin breaks one tackle, runs to his right to the 20, to the 15, drug down to the 13-yard line, cast and fry there on the tackle. And again, enough for a Bulldogs first down.
And that's the 6th first down of this young first half. Still young. We're just barely in the second quarter.
There's a Dewey player that's shaken up at about the 9. Actually, there's a flag on the play. My bad.
Oh, I see it now over on the far sideline.
It's going to be a face mask against Lincoln Christian. That shouldn't be a first down. It should be a spot at the 21. So it'll be first and five. Now play action. Michael Wilson throws to his left. Has a man caught at the 16-yard line. That was Alec Davidson again. Enough for a Bulldog first down. So a four-yard play. And they'll spot it this time, the 16-yard line. First and 10.
Four receivers to the right, one to the left. My God, empty the backfield.
Wilson throws to his right, caught at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Breaks one tackle to the 5. Touchdown, Lincoln Christian. Jacob White, this time on a 16-yard screen from Micah Wilson, and Lincoln Christian putting on a show here, up 49-0.
Fourth touchdown pass of the evening for Wilson.
And so Lincoln Christian will go for an extra point here. So Pearson Bash now to attempt the extra point. Try to increase it to 50-0 if possible. There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 9:55 to go to halftime. Lincoln Christian has put half a 100 on the board already in the second quarter. 50-0. Lincoln Christian on top of Dewey. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Dongers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Welcome back here to Lincoln Christian here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Lincoln Christian has increased their lead over Dewey. And this is not a typo or error. 50-0 in favor of Lincoln Christian. On that last drive, 4 plays, 81 yards. Jacob White, his second touchdown pass of the night.
Well, the Bulldogs
for,
have to,
well, go ahead. For Wilson, 4 plays, 81-yard drive.
Say the Bulldogs are just going to have to enjoy this extra day of getting healthy, get some key players back next week. This game's all over but the shout, and they're going to have to hold the football because the wind has picked up so much. Probably a good 30-mile-an-hour wind going right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's a kick from Bosch, and line drive kick. Just let that go. No, actually, it'll be right down the middle to the 20, 25, 30, and down at the 32-yard line. Look like they're on the return. It is Brendan Timmons. That's who returned that kickoff. So here's Blake Timmons and his own 33-yard line, first and 10. Timmons goes back to pass, and a pass caught by Kobe Morgan to the 35, 40, and he's stuffed at the 41-yard line. Met by 3 Bulldog players. So it'll be 2nd and 2 now for the Doggers from their own 40-yard line. A gain of 7. Actually, it'll be 2nd and 3.
5 catches for Kobe Morgan on the night.
There's a shotgun formation. Timmons, and he's going to be stuffed. He is sacked at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, he was treated kind of rudely on that play.
And I did not see who got the sack, but
looks like it was Devin Garcia, maybe 71. I mean, whoever. I'm sorry. No. That was.
It was Ian Whitmarsh.
He just pushed the tackle right back in his lap.
3rd and 9. Throw pass. It's intercepted at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lincoln Christian. It bounced off of Colby Williams's chest, and the receiver, or the one that got picked off, well, if you turn around his jersey, I can tell you who it was. It was
Cole Lindsey.
Landon Ennis. That's who it was. Wow.
We have to find a new word. We've run wild to death tonight.
So here's Bash's extra point. Snap, hold, kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 8:44 to go to halftime. It's all Bulldogs. They lead Dewey 57-0. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. The third turnover for Dewey cost him 7 points. Landon Ennis on a 30-yard interception return for a touchdown. And the Doggers now trail 57-0. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our area team spotlight. Tonight, we'll be spotlighting the Copan Hornets. And today's area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Ah, yes, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Where are you going to take me out there for dinner?
Hey, give me a call. We'll go tomorrow.
Okay. And we both get a night off tomorrow.
Get some of those nice little french fries they make, too.
Yeah. They're good, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Nice to have them as a sponsor.
Here's a kick. High kick. Caught at the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and it's where he stopped there at the 30-yard line. Again, Brendan Timmons there on the kickoff return. 8:38 to go to halftime. 57-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore, Indy Camp Funeral Home, and Cremation Services. So, again, Dewey has it from their own 30. Shotgun formation for Brandon. Handoff is to Drake Scholl, and he's stuffed at the 30. He may have lost a yard. No, actually, there's no gain on the play. And he is met up there by a couple of Bulldog players, including Dalton Baker was the first to get him. Second and 10. Timmons pass caught, actually low, incomplete. Caston Fry. That pass was on the ground before he caught that. It'll be third and 10.
That's a shame because that's one of the few times that Blake has had time to throw the ball tonight and had an open receiver and just couldn't put enough arm on it.
So third and 10 from the 30 for Dewey, who trails 57-0. Blake now goes back to pass, rolls to his left. He's still rolling. Now he'll throw, and the pass, boy, it was batted away at the 40-yard line, incomplete. Looked like Kobe Morgan was the intended receiver. And again, Lincoln Christian forces Dewey to punt the ball away after a three and out.
Yeah, that's a shame because he had Caston Fry coming on a drag pattern trying to get his attention back over the middle coming from right to left, and he just couldn't seem as he was sprinting for dear life away from the play.
Nice crowd here tonight.
And here is just awesome facilities too, Adam.
Great facilities. Here's a snap. Kobe Morgan gets off a nice punt. Boy, nice roll though for Dewey as well. It's going to roll all the way to the 7, to the 6. To the 5. Keep on going, ball.
Wind's still
to
blowing.
To the 4.
It.
That's going to be helped by the wind. And down at the 1.
Wow. Where was that ball? The 30?
Yeah, it was punted at the 30-yard line.
69-yard punt.
That was helped by the wind, too. That wind from the east, northeast.
Wow.
And Lincoln Christian will try to go 99 yards if they can from their own 1-yard line. Looks like we got a new quarterback for Lincoln Christian. We'll tell you who that is here shortly. I think it's Dalton Grower. And we got flags on the play. Looked like Dewey was in the neutral zone. Oh, false start against Lincoln Christian.
Oh,
we'll take that, too. That's half the distance.
That's half of nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. So first and 10 from the 1-yard line. Play action. Grower actually gives it a handoff and runs to the 5 to the 6-yard line. So he dances off a couple of players. Looks like Jacob Shambles there on the tackle for Dewey.
That's Harris's first carry of the evening. He picks up seven.
Second and three now from the seven. Looks like Grauer is the backup quarterback. He's under center. Hands it off again. And boom, down he goes at the 5 to the 4 yard line. Nice job there up front by Dewey's defense. And now it's going to be third and going to lose a yard there. It'll be third and five from the 5 yard line.
Tell you what, gold numbers on maroon jerseys is really difficult to see.
They are hard to see.
Especially on these old eyes.
There's a play action. Goes back to pass, throws, and a pass caught at the 24-yard line. Enough for a Bulldogs first down. Again, not sure who caught that because it is hard to see up here. I don't know. Looks like Cole Lindsay there on the reception.
Works for me.
So it'll be first and 10 now from the 23-yard line. Get a shotgun formation. Handoff runs to the middle to the 20, to the 23-yard line. Looks like that was Brendan Harris there on the ball carrier.
No gain.
No gain. It'll be second and 10 from the 23. 6:05 to go to halftime. 57-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. In a shotgun formation again. Hand off again. Rolls to his left to the 25 and tackled immediately at the 30-yard line. Good job there by Drake Scholl along with Kobe Williams there.
I think he might have got the first down, Adam. Or nope, he's gonna be
about a yard short. He had to get to the
32-yard short.
Two-yard line. Actually, the 31 to get the first down. That's third and one now from the 30.
Nice little stretch play to the left there. He almost got it.
And off this time, runs to the right to the 30, 35, and tackled at the 38-yard line. Enough for a Lincoln Christian first down.
That's Dylan Hare on the carry.
Dylan Hare on the ball carrier, and enough for a Lincoln Christian first down. Ball will be placed at the 38-yard line, a gain of 8.
These kind of reload, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They certainly do.
Very talented group.
And off this time, runs to the left and down at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, just a little draw play that time to Hare out of the shotgun. And
Kobe Holt there to make the stop along with Patrick Stevenson, first time we've called his name here tonight. Sure. Gain of 2, makes it 2nd and 8 from the 40.
Of course, it's no secret the Bulldogs have aspirations of holding that gold ball in Class 3A at the end of the season, and they look like they're definitely one of the top 4 contenders in the state at this point.
Actually, it's Landon Brown, the backup quarterback in there for Lincoln Christian. And off this time, rolls to his right to the 45, knocked out of bounds to the 48 near the first down marker. Now a late flag comes in.
He better put a brick on that flag. He almost lost it.
Looked like Brendan Harris there on the ball carrier. That may be a late hit, maybe.
I don't know. Threw the flag at about the 43, and the wind caught it, took it almost to midfield. What's he calling, holding?
I think they're going to call a hold against Lincoln Christian, yes. Ten-yard penalty. The punt marked the ball back at the 39. It'll be 2nd and 18. Actually, it'll be 2nd and 9. It was a spot foul. So it's only a 1-yard penalty. If you want to think of that. Hand off again is to Harris. Big hole. Harris is in midfield to 50. To the 40, knocked out of bounds to the 39 at 35-yard line. Kobe Morgan there on the tackle.
That kid,
a little speedster there, Brandon Harris.
Kid can fly.
They've got some athletes here. They're not big, but they're fast.
24-yard pickup.
First and 10 now from the 36-yard line in Dewey's territory. 3:45 and counting here to halftime.
Yeah, like you said, Harris, just a freshman, and he can really motor. I have to endure three more years of him.
First and 10 now is shotgun formation there by, looks like, Landon Brown. Brown hands it off to the middle, to the 35, to the 34-yard line. This time, Dylan Hare here on the ball carrier. And Nathan Sloan there on the tackle.
I think the reserves have figured out if they don't score quickly, they get to play a little longer.
Second and 8 now from the 34-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go to halftime. 57-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. Scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Brown in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. Hare, the lone setback. Brown throws. Pass left side caught at the 35. And breaks one tackle to the 27. Actually, he put his knee down. That's Davis 29. Patterson. They're on the reception. Actually, they'll spot that at the 29. So a gain of 5 on the play. They'll make it 3rd down and 3. This time, the Lincoln Christian Bulldogs will have a receiver on each end. They wait the signals from the sidelines. Brown in a shotgun formation. Now man in motion, gets it off to Hare, runs to the middle to the 30, 25-yard line. Should be enough for a Bulldogs first down. Actually, it's Dylan Harris on the carry. Good for a Bulldog first down, gain of 4. 1:50 and counting here to halftime. 57-0 favor of Lincoln Christian. They're looking to add some more points. So Landon Brand now waits for the signal from the sideline. See what they'll play here. A receiver on each end. Four-man front for Dewey's defense. Hand off this time. Run to the middle to the 30 to 25. Smacked at the 23-yard line.
I believe that was Micah Gardner on the carry that time. 21, yes. Keep running in new numbers on us.
So it'll be 2nd and 8 from the 23. Clock under a minute now to halftime, 55 seconds to be exact. Brown now to shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. Two lone setbacks along with Brown. Not in any hurry, play clock down to 3. Hand off to the left side to the 20. Spins around to the 16-yard line. Colby Morgan there on the tackle. Michael Gardner there on the carry. And about a yard short of the first down. It'll make it 3rd down and about 1.
And I don't know if they're going to run another play.
I don't think they are. Actually, they call a timeout. That stops the clock with 17 seconds to go. Actually, they're going to...
Yeah, they're going to the sidelines.
They're going to the locker room right now. Yeah. Man. So that will be the final play. And then we have reached halftime, and it's all Lincoln Christian. 57-0 at halftime. 57-0, Lincoln Christian on top of Dewey at halftime. We'll come back in 2 minutes and recap the first half. And you're listening to Dewey Bulldoggers football here on Real Country K-Rig.